Something wrong?
Huh? No, no. This is Mr. Salehi. He is
nice
one of
to
your
meet you.
Hello.
Good evening.
Mr. Ferdos.
Yes, that's me.
It's
yes.
a real pleasure to meet you, sir. We were told you'd arrive in 2 weeks.
I couldn't wait any longer. Sir, I'm sorry. I didn't come at a bad time, did I?
No, of course not, sir. Hey, it's your own house, after all. That's according to the
I tried to open the door, but my key wouldn't work.
It was locked.
What?
We changed all the locks.
Yes, oh. as Omar...
That's true.
Omar Khayyam would say, you cannot... you can no longer open any door with old keys.
Old keys? He also says that humanity is not found here. Another world must be built, and a new human as well.
True. If the heart travels alone...
Can you believe him? He's standing there reciting poems with the guy.
Please put that down. You'll get tired, Mr. Sully. My keys have rusted. Well, I've been overseas. It happens, you know.
Oh, my.
It seems like everything's changed around here. I remember there was a swimming pool here.
Yes, there still is. We drained the water and turned it into a small garden.
Tell you the truth, the pool was so big and deep, we were afraid our child would fall in it and drown. So we filled it up in soil and planted flowers in it. Sir, and also, you know, the TV kept running public service announcements asking everyone to consume less water, so we,
Tell me, what's your last name?
Who, B? B?
No, sir, he's the building manager, Mr. Yusefi. He studied mechanics for 2 years and... He's a car mechanic, and that's his wife. She's a teacher.
So this building has a manager now.
Yes, that's him.
Oh, hello there, sir. Welcome.
Hello.
It's a pleasure. Do come inside.
Hello, sir.
This is Mrs. Farangiz. She's a retired employee of the municipality. And that's her son, Reza. He's a student. Take a bow.
Nice to meet you.
And yes. Let me have the pleasure of introducing Omid to you, sir. He's a dedicated writer.
Oh, I see.
Great to meet you.
So it seems I've met everyone now. I didn't want to wake up everyone in the middle of the night. I tried to enter quietly, but I couldn't.
No. We were all awake, eagerly waiting for you to arrive.
I was awake until just a few seconds ago, waiting for you to arrive. I was only asleep for a few seconds before you arrived.
I was the one who woke everyone up. I went upstairs and rang everyone's doorbell and let them know that you've arrived.
So this building currently has tenants, right?
Yes, yes, sir. We're your tenants. We all live inside your building. We love your building.
But one of the units will be vacant soon.
Only one? It was my understanding that the whole building was vacant. That's what I was told.
Didn't I tell you that Mohatasham...
You mean Estasham.
Whatever. Mohatasham is a very cunning person.
What do you mean?
Well, he's been getting rent from us this whole time. And he's been trying to evict us from the building before your arrival. So we wouldn't have to give you any of the money.
Are you saying he shouldn't have collected rent from you?
Just a few days ago he got a warrant for our eviction, and he was planning to kick us all out of here.
It's late at night. Now's not the time to talk about this. Let him rest. We'll explain everything to him tomorrow. That's the best. It's not a good
idea
now.
No, Mother, let me explain everything to him. The truth is, Ahmad, the other tenant who's leaving brought us the warrant of eviction, and then Jahangir and I took the warrant, went to his office, wrecked the place, and I threw the warrant in his face, and then...
That's because I told him I want to sell the building.
But afterwards, we went and got the warrant back.
Why is that?
Well, why? Why?
Why? We all wanted to stay here together.
Stay here together?
I apologize to you.
Oh, I see. I see. Well. Very well, then stay together.
I think Mortasham is behind this whole thing. He sent him here to scare us so that we would leave.
Son, I'm sure he's the real landlord.
How do you know? Did you see his identification?
Why would he try and open the door with his key if he wasn't the landlord? He didn't know we changed the locks.
To me, he doesn't look like someone who'd be associated with Edition. He looks like a high-class person. I mean, the way he's dressed, the way he talks. I can tell by just looking at him.
He recited a couple of poems to you, and now you're in love with him?
Actually, I find him very suspicious. Reza, should we teach him a lesson?
Do you want to close the door on him? We'll trap him and lock him inside.
Oh my, the things that he says.
I think we can definitely negotiate with him. It's not like what Etisham said.
That's it. Starting tomorrow, we have to go around the city searching for a new home.
Why starting tomorrow?
What difference does it make? If not tomorrow, the day after, we eventually have to start.
If you're tired and want to go to sleep, get up and go to sleep.
I'm not tired. Stop griping at me. If you're the one, I have to start.
If you're tired and want to go to sleep, get up and go to sleep.
I'm not tired. Stop griping at me. If you're the one who's tired, then sleep. Why are you even awake at this hour?
Oh, God, all you ever say is don't gripe at me. I'm warming up some food. I'm going to do that right now.
For who?
Mr. Ferdows.
You're warming up food for him? He's taking everything, our house, lives, and now you want to give him food? Why would you be so generous to him?
My darling son, the poor guy still hasn't told us to leave.
He said he's going to sell it. They're going to demolish this place, and in just a few days they'll start building a tower here.
You're so simple-minded, son. God is great. We're still living here. No one has kicked us out yet.
I think you're the simple-minded one. I don't like what you're doing. This is called bootlicking. We shouldn't be warming up food for him. It's a polite way of begging him not to kick us out of the house. Oh, please, let us stay, mister. We'll even clean your house for you.
Stop talking. You're not making any sense. It's doing a good deed. Get up, son. Get up and take this to him.
Forget it. He's probably asleep.
He just returned to his home country after being away for many years. He wouldn't sleep so soon. Come on, son. I'm going to put an extra portion. Perhaps Omid might be hungry, too.
I don't understand. Are you my mother or his mother?
I'm your mother, but I'm also God's servant. And God says you must treat your guests very kindly.
Give me the food. I'm not in the mood to listen to your lectures. Give it to me.
I don't know why, but my heart tells me that this man will not throw us out of his building.
The time when people cared about traditional values is over. The rich only care about themselves.
But I think you are mistaken about this man.
You saw kindness in him? In one look?
Sometimes one look is all it takes.
Look at me. Who am I?
You're Jahangir. You're my little world.
Oh, wow. Thank you. I'll take that as a compliment, my adorable little princess.
Well, you know, Jahangir, I think you should go check on Mr. Ferdows.
Oh, my man, Reza. Look what you brought.
So is the landlord here?
I see. You're trying to flatter him, huh?
Hello, sir.
Hello to you. How are you doing?
How are you? My mother made you Chinese food. It's rice with lima beans and Chinese chicken.
No, no. I already had dinner. You shouldn't have troubled yourself.
It was no trouble.
We'll leave it in the kitchen in case you get hungry. Come on.
I'm sure you're hungry enough for just a few bites.
Come here. Put it down over here. Oh, it looks so delicious.
Omid, do you have any bleach?
What, bleach?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, I have to find out where...
Go and find it. Go on.
Why do you need it?
I'm gonna pour it on his food. Finish him off.
He's a good man.
What do you mean he's a good man? He's gonna kick us out.
I spoke to him already. I settled it.
So when will he leave?
Are you kidding? This is his house. You gotta leave. When will he leave?
I'm not going anywhere until he asks me to leave.
Open the door.
Hello, sir. Sorry for saying hello again. I'm going to open the door. Can I bring you something? We have soda and juice.
No. I'm fine, thank you.
Omid, please show some hospitality to our guest.
Hello. Hello, Reza. Things don't look so good, do they?
You brought dinner, too?
I had to. I need an excuse to come over. You brought dinner, too?
Well, yes, but he's not eating.
Why?
I don't know. Just come inside.
We gotta tread carefully. Greetings to you, sir.
So, how are you? I see you're here, too.
How are you? Yeah. Forgive me for not bringing something more elaborate. I've brought you some herb stew and some homemade pickles.
I've already had dinner. He also offered me some, but I don't need to eat again. All this food for one person.
He beat me to it. So I'll just leave this in the kitchen and come back later. Not a problem.
No. It'll spoil if you leave it here. All this food will go to waste.
Don't worry. There are plenty of big eaters here.
What's going on with all this food?
I say let's throw him out while we have him outnumbered. What do you say?
I just suggested we should pour some bleach on his food.
No, he's a good person. I just spoke to him, and he's going to build a tower here. And give one unit to me.
Hey, that's not fair.
Don't panic. Don't panic. You'll get your share, too. He's a good person.
When I opened the door on him, he was looking at me in a peculiar way. An immense kindness radiated from his eyes. He looked as if he'd known me for many years. He looked at me the way a father looks at his daughter, or perhaps the way a brother looks at his wonderful sister. And when I looked at him, I too felt like I was looking at my own brother. And then he whispered a name. Homa.
Now suppose I want to sell this building, all right? Suppose I want to sell it right now. Where am I going to find a customer so quickly? By the time I find the customer and finalize a deal, it will take a very long time. There's no need to worry. Just go ahead and live your lives as if I never came back. After all, I need to return your kindness for all your hospitality tonight. You've treated me with great honor and respect. You've done very, very exceptional work. You brought me dinner twice.
It was our pleasure. You should watch out for Motasham. He's a strange, strange creature. You never know. He might sell this building tomorrow and leave the country with the money.
You mean Etisham, right? Etisham.
Etisham is very cunning. All of a sudden, you may wake up one morning and notice, the house is gone. You'll go out, and when we return the same day, you'll notice a tower in its place. It's that simple.
Listen there, no need to worry. Mr. Ferdos has just arrived. He's very tired. He needs to rest. Let's call it a day. And we'll discuss this tomorrow morning. God willing, everything will work out. Right, Mr. Ferdos?
God willing. God willing.
All right, so where is he going to sleep tonight, then?
Wherever he wishes. The whole building is his. He can sleep upstairs, downstairs, or here.
Where would you like to sleep? Do you want me to kick Ahmad out of his house so you can sleep there?
No, leave those poor people alone. No, 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 no.
It's all right. They bought another house.
Well, thank God. Good for them. Don't worry about me. Tonight, since his wife isn't here, I'll sleep at his house. Tomorrow morning, I'll hire some people to clean downstairs. And I'll stay there in my own unit from now on.
Sir, we wouldn't think of letting you hire anybody to clean the unit.
But why?
Because you have us. We'll do all the cleaning for you.
No, thank you. I'll find somebody to do it.
Mr. Ferdos, I'll be the one in charge of decorating your unit. I'll need 2 days for that. And these two people are the ones in charge of cleaning the unit.
Keep dreaming.
You'll clean too.
He's joking.
Give us 2 days, and we'll clean and decorate your unit just like this one. And you like the way this one is?
It's more than good enough.
All right. To the right.
You can help, you know.
Good, good.
Good night.
Put it there. Beat off the dust first.
Give me all the hard work.
Come on, hurry, hurry, hurry. And stop talking so much.
This hose from under our feet.
I should have fixed this earlier.
It's upside down. You're pathetic. Hey, really. No, put it inside there. No.
What did you do? The parts are all over the place. Oh.
Oh, be careful, my darling son.
No, a little, Mr. Ferdos, you may enter.
Excuse me, please.
Oh, excuse me.
Excuse me.
Well, given the short amount of time we had, this was the best we could do.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You really did a great job. Thank you for your kindness.
It was a group
effort. It's wonderful, more than I expected.
They never worked so hard in their lives.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Omid.
We were just doing our duty. Please don't mention it.
Thank you for your kindness.
Oh, you're really welcome.
Thank you all for your kindness.
Good willing.
We all did our best.
Oh,
we really
thank
hope
this
you
is
like
all
it.
So very wonderful and new, sweetie.
Sir, there are two That's problems good. Here. One with the place, one what? With the telephone, which we'll have fixed as soon as possible.
I'll fix it myself.
Now, until then, you can use my phone. The other problem is the chandeliers. They don't really suit this place.
It's all right.
We'll change them.
Sir, a little problem is that the floor is carpeted, but if you don't collect rent from us, we promise to tile it for you.
please sit down. Ma'am, please sit down. Please here. Sit down.
Sit. Come on, let's go.
Please sit down. Please sit down.
Yeah, let's go, John.
Pleasure.
Thank you so much.
After you.
You did a good job.
After you. Mr. Ferdos, after you.
That's right. Sit down, my darling.
This place is amazing. Thank you for your hard work. It's really
I told you, sir. It's as if you used a magic wand.
Yes, right.
Yes, please.
Well, let's sit down.
Help
enjoy
yourself.
Our meal.
Omid, if it's
really
not too much trouble,
wonderful.
Can you bring those plates?
Reza, get up.
Sir,
my hands are tired.
Get up. You should have.
You shouldn't. Sir, it was on
our
duty to get
I thought
those.
I would help out with something, too. Here you go.
Thank you. Sorry
you
had to get up, sir. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have some fruit to sweeten your mouth.
Help
Here you
yourselves.
Go.
Help yourselves.
Yes, all right.
This looks good. Okay.
That's it. That's fine.
Help yourself.
Thank you. Thank you.
Omid, help yourself.
Thank you very, very much. Hopefully. The next time we have sweets, we'll be at Reza's wedding.
hopefully.
I wish Satari was here with us, too.
My mom.
Hopefully.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's not my fault.
So delicious.
Reza, go quickly. Mm-hmm. Get some telephone wiring.
A kitchen. A brilliant chef.
She said it's not spicy enough.
Yes, sir.
Who on earth told you to ask her opinion?
She said this morning she wants to taste the soup.
The kitchen, the food, and how it tastes are up to me.
In a famous restaurant whose manager is no one but his wife.
You're the one in charge of the spending.
This can spell nothing but trouble.
I have to consult Ali Magam.
Let it be a surprise for him, dear Minu. It's better if he doesn't know.
And he's in for a surprise. But the worst is yet to come.
Yes, I'm being interviewed for a live show. Isn't that great, my darling?
Yes, at first it was very hard for him to accept me as the manager. But he gradually came around because I proved myself as a good manager, and he accepted my position. And he's been supportive ever since that.
Daddy, where are you going?
The beginning of a family feud.
Come on out!
Akbar, what's wrong with you? Why are you acting like a child?
I'm the man in this house. Just me.
An argument between husband and wife.
I want you to go live on TV again and tell everyone that you were wrong and apologize. Otherwise, nothing will change.
The best and most delicious food in town can be found only in this restaurant. Or perhaps this restaurant. The Chef on iFilm.
In the middle of eating fruits
and
sweets.
Go ahead, I'll save you some. Listen, make sure you get the right wire. Ask for a telephone wire if you have to, okay?
I'm not a kid. I know what a telephone wire looks like.
I know you're not a kid. I still remember how you fixed the fuse box.
You're the only man around here. Hello, sir.
Hello, sir.
Excuse me. I'm looking for a certain Mr. Ferdows.
Yes?
I heard he's just arrived.
Yes, he's here.
Can you please call him?
Sorry, and you are?
My name is Sama'i.
Mr. Sama'i.
And I'm very eager to see him. We're actually very old friends.
Right. Please come inside. I was just a little shocked. So you're one of his old friends?
Yes, very old friends.
I see. So you're probably a schoolmate.
We are very, very close.
I see. I'm sorry.
And you?
I was just shocked there for a minute.
Who are...
Can you do me a favor?
Yes?
He's probably going to be very shocked to see you.
Yes, me too.
So please, don't make any sounds. Let's just sneak inside and we'll surprise him.
Very well.
Thank you.
And just be careful because I have an old heart, you know. Have to be careful.
Has it been long since he's seen you?
A long time.
How many years?
Many years. Many years.
So he should be thrilled to see you.
You look familiar to me.
Yes, well, I live in the building. Let's go.
Well, thank you very much. It's very kind
You're
of you,
welcome.
Dear.
You're welcome. It must be nice drinking tea again in your own home after so many
years. Yes, ma'am. It's very nice. I miss the scent and flavor of Iranian tea.
Mr. Ferdows?
Yes, sir.
Oh, why didn't you go, son?
I'll go in a minute. Something came up. Can you please come here for a moment?
Yes, what is it?
I'm sorry, Mr. Ferdows, but do you owe anybody any money? Have any of your checks ever bounced?
Check? What check are you talking about?
I'm talking about many years ago, before you ever went abroad.
No, why do you ask?
A man just came to the door. He was acting very suspicious. He kept asking about you in a way that suggested you owed him something.
No, I don't owe anybody anything. Who is he?
Where is he? Let's go.
Where is he? Is he at the door?
Hello.
Tamei.
Oh, God. It's good to see you. Mwah.
Mwah. So, tell me now, how did you find out I was back?
I had a dream about you the other night.
Thank you. Have some yourself. Thank you very much.
So I started worrying. Ooh. I called Canada, and your son said that you've left for Iran.
Oh.
I ran over as fast as I could.
I still haven't been able to call them.
I told you, sir, you can use my phone. It's no problem at all. Absolutely anytime.
Well, now it's late over there. They're sleeping.
Well, why didn't you call last night, then?
Yes, when I called, he was sleeping, too. I woke him up.
Oh, very well. I'll call him sometime later. Oh, Samae, how is everything? How are you these days?
Great. I was just missing you.
Tehran has really changed since I was last here. I could hardly recognize it last night.
Mr. Ferdos, Tehran is not how you remember it anymore. You can't find your way around without a map.
Really?
They've built so many new highways.
I would really like to go into the city and walk among the people. I want to get a feel for the people.
Sir, that's easy to do. I would love to take you around the city. Let's go.
You're not going anywhere, my dear friend.
Isaru, we need to speak with him for a second. There's a lot of work left to do inside.
What's with the telephone wire?
We got it, brother.
We even connected it.
Sir, you really shouldn't have. I mean, it's not right for me to use your private phone line.
My wife just isn't here. I have one phone, which is more than enough for the both of us.
Oh, thank you very much. That's very kind of you.
Please, you feel free to use my phone. I insist that you use it at night. You call your children back home.
Yes, thank you very much.
Please come inside and finish the rest of the work, would you?
Get up.
Then who is gonna take Mr. Ferdos around the city?
Give me your car keys, I'll take him.
I have a car too. I'll be more than happy to take him.
Dear Mr. Samae, don't you think it's better if a good-looking young man takes him around so that that way he can show him the popular hangouts in Tehran?
So that would be me. I'd love to take him.
I didn't say young man. I said a good-looking young man. That would leave only me.
Please, don't spoil this for us. We're the same age. We understand each other better.
Yes, we'll go together. I won't trouble you.
Very well. Okay, then. As you can see, these two armed officers
get
are
up,
taking me
let's
away.
Let's go. You sure love to hang out with old people,
Listen,
don't
man,
you?
I just wanted to take these two old men and show them around the city. What's wrong with it, huh?
Listen, they just saw each other after 90-something years. They want to sit down and relive old memories and catch up. You should leave
them
alone.
He's right.
Actually, he's right. I never thought that you would say one right thing in your life. As Professor Banaid says, speak less, but speak wise.
You won't believe how kind they've been to me. I wanted to hire workers. They wouldn't let me. I wanted to help with the cleaning. They wouldn't let me do that either.
There is nobody. Nobody as kind as us Iranians. We are slaves to our kindness.
Yes, they've been too kind. All right, get in. Let's go.
Get in where?
Isn't this your car?
My car?
Don't you have a car?
No, I don't have a car, Ferdos. I said it so they would let us go together. Do I look like I can afford a car?
You're still dishonest. You tricked me again, my friend. You haven't changed a bit.
Oh, yes, but don't you want to smell the people? To walk among them? You can't do that in a car. Let's go.
Stop.
Come on.
Stop.
Come on.
Stop. Have you ever spoken the truth to me in your whole life?
No,
have you?
Please.
You never tell me the truth. You're always deceiving me with your words. I'm feeling fine, son. I'm fine. There were no problems. There was just a long wait at the airport. The flight was fine. What? What? No, I'm using the telephone line of one of my tenants. You should have seen how kind they were to me when I arrived. They actually brought tears to my eyes. No, I'm feeling fine. This country doesn't need homesick people, it needs capable people.
This country needs more capable people. Anyway, you knew that over there, how I felt. No, I'm fine. You know why I always shorten my prayers over there, because I always felt like a visitor. Yes, but now that I'm here... Yes. I've unpacked my clothes, I've stretched my legs, I've found my old books, and I'm reading, son. No. I'm feeling very well. Yes, well. You have no idea, son, how really kind they are. Yes, son. Of course, I also love staying with you. You are also very kind to me. But you know, everything over there, the mountains, the trees, the city, none of it felt like home to me. The other day I went through Tehran, I went to Moyer Bazaar, the same place I was born and raised. The place I used to live. Yes, my son. I relived old memories. I came to the bazaar that I knew from her childhood, and it all came back to me. All that sweetness. The perfumes in the bazaar smelled so familiar. Yes, son. The smell of the foods. Oh. Moyer Bazaar. Yeah. What a wonderful place that is. I used to run around that place, all around the place with my friends, up and down. Yes, up and down. It's always great. Wonderful. We had wonderful times there. I can remember them way, way back. Yes, my dear son. Oh, yes. Well, you know, these things are what give my life meaning. Of course, I thank you for all the kindness of the past 5 years. You know, it's about the atmosphere, and the people, and the city. Yes, and I called them as well. I didn't forget. Yes, I told you I did call them. God willing, we will see each other again. I love you, my dear son. When my own phone gets connected, I'll call you again. I love you, my son. Thank you for everything. Goodbye, my son. Goodbye. Kisses. Goodbye. I love you. I love you. Goodbye.
Hello.
Who is it?
Is this the Salehi residence?
Yes, it is, but he's not at home right at the moment.
He's not home.
Ah. So I understand that you're his wife, is that right?
Yes, but who is this?
Yes, I'm Ferdows. It's a pleasure.
Listen, I'm only asking for the money. All right, as much as you want, and the price is... No. Okay, but count the money before you put it in the envelope, and send it. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Do you even make enough money to pay for all the paper you've wasted? I'll show her how much I can make. She's so ungrateful she hasn't even called.
Hello, how are you?
Hello there.
I thought I would return this to you.
Thank you.
Here you are. Thank you very much.
Did they fix?
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
If you had called me, I would have come down myself to get it.
Yes, earlier today. Yes.
Gladly.
Mm-hmm. I didn't want to trouble you more than I have. By the way, two people called your number in the afternoon, around 4 or 5 o'clock. Let me think about it for a minute. One of them was Mr. Mohebi, and the other one was a woman. I don't remember her name. Sorry, I didn't get it.
Did she give her name at all?
Yes, she did give her name, but I forgot it. I'm very, very sorry.
I see. Come inside.
Well,
please come inside. You always grace my house with your presence.
Thank you. Thanks.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
Now, my pleasure.
I would like to invite you to my house on Friday. It would be a great honor if you came. I'm having a kind of small party. It's not as fancy as what the residents of this building are used to, but this will be very nice.
I can't make it. I have a test on Saturday.
It's rude if you don't come.
I don't understand. Why would it be rude if I don't come?
When he invited me personally, he emphasized that I should only come if I bring you with me. That's why it's rude.
Then you go and emphasize to him that I have a test on Saturday. It's worth 4 credits. I can't afford to fail it.
My darling son, instead of watching television, get up and go to study.
There you go griping at me again. I'm watching soccer right now.
Don't make me go turn it off.
Stop griping at me. I'm watching soccer. It's Juventus and Real Madrid. Mother, look. Goal!
your voice.
Yeah. I'm coming. That's so cool.
I'll never be able to make you stop using words like cool. This is cool. That was cool.
Oh, mother.
After all of the generosity that Mr. Ferrados has shown us, we can't really turn down his invitation to his house. It would be very rude. Very, very rude.
Well, is that so? What can we do? I don't even know what to do over here. Oh, I got it. You know what we could say to this guy? We'll tell him that all the residents have to go to work the next day. They'll be tired. We'll ask them to change the date to the next Thursday. So that way we can stay here and have fun till late night.
It won't work, because Mr. Ferrados spoke to everybody, and everybody already agreed. I can't ask him to change the date and ruin everyone's plans for the two of us. Can
I? I bet you're just saying these things because you're dying to go to this party. You're persuasive.
Jahangir, I think it's much better if you call now, rather than if you would call Mr. Ferrados tomorrow morning.
Don't talk to me like that. It's annoying. All right. I know what we can do. Go tell Mr. Ferrados that Jahangir's friend, his old army mate, passed away, and he has to...
Daddy, you want to lie?
Do you lie?
Who, me?
No, me.
Once a grammarian stepped into a boat and turned towards the oarsman, just gloat, he said, "Have you learned any grammar?" He said, "No." He said, "Then half your life has been wasted."
Very good. I love it.
Although this made the oarsman burn with pain. Life has been wasted.
Very good. I love it.
Although this made the oarsman burn with pain. From answering back, he opted to refrain.
Miss Ferengis, look at this picture.
Wind steered the boat towards a whirlpool.
She looks so much like you, my goodness.
You noticed too?
Oh, yeah.
It's very strange.
They both look just like you.
Have you learned how to swim and keep afloat?
That's nice.
I've never learned. Skilled captain of my boat. Grammarian, your whole life has been in vain.
It's an old picture.
Maybe it's his wife.
Oh, you see over there that one? I think that picture is his wife over there. Do you see it?
What good now is your brain?
Finally, now that the ship has sunk, perhaps we can go have dinner? Let's go.
All right, I'll recite the rest of after dinner now.
No. First, let's reflect on the poem for a bit.
Mr. Ferrados, we can reflect on the poem later on. We're all eager to have dinner if it's ready.
For the few days that I was your guest, I listened to everything you said. Now tonight, I would like you to please listen to me as my guests.
Well, if the rice isn't ready yet, we will wait until it's ready, and then we will all sit and eat.
Ma'am, please go help him prepare the dinner so we can eat.
Well, Mr. Ferrados will not even allow us to step one foot into the kitchen.
To be fair, that was our agreement from the beginning. Mr. Ferrados was supposed to prepare the food, and I was supposed to bring the salad, which is, as you see, is on the table over here, and I made a traditional Shirazi salad for Mr. Ferrados over here, and an Irish salad with special ananas sauce for the rest of us over here, and as you see, it all makes sense.
Are you waiting for anyone else?
Yes.
Well, I think you ordered out and are just waiting for them to deliver.
Reza, darling.
No, I haven't ordered dinner from outside. I'm waiting for someone. He should be arriving soon.
Is it someone I know?
What can I say? Honestly, I don't know who it is either. I mean, I've never seen the person before.
Maybe it's a guessing game. Don't you think?
A guessing game? Could he be tall? Perhaps blue eyes?
Maybe he doesn't want to tell us.
Let me say something. Let me talk. According to Professor Bunny, water is not measured by the cup. It's measured by the thirst. But he still hasn't told Riza
how the waiting time is measured.
Of course he has. You see, waiting time is measured by paces.
What? Paces?
It's measured by the number of paces you take back and forth.
Excuse me, Mr. Ferdos. Can I ask you a question?
Of course, ma'am.
Do you remember that night that I opened the door on you? You called out a name. If I'm not mistaken, the name was Homa. And who is Homa?
Homa is my sister. That's her picture behind you. Of course, that picture is from many years ago, but do you see? Do you see how much she looks like you? That night, when the door opened, I saw you, and unconsciously, I thought it was Homa behind the door for a moment. I went 30 years back in time. Back then, Homa used to be the one who would always open the door when I knocked. That's strange, huh, man?
I thought the same thing when I saw the picture. Anyone who didn't know would think it was you and wouldn't doubt it for a minute.
Oh. So you're waiting for Miss Homa tonight?
No. Homa's been missing for several years. I mean, while I was abroad, she got Alzheimer's disease. Apparently, one day she left the house and never returned. I've never seen her since.
What's going on, Ferdos? You're acting mysterious tonight.
You were never an impatient person, Samae. Just wait and you will see.
Would you like us to go and pick him up?
No, that's not necessary. They'll show up any minute.
I think if they wanted to come, I'm sure they would have showed up by now. Maybe they forgot or something.
No. They'll be here for sure because there's someone here they want to see. They promised. You'll see.
Oh, we're really dying from curiosity now. At least give us a hint. What does their name start with?
I think they're here.
I can't believe I came back for you. So full of yourself.
So this is what you spent my money on, huh?
Whatever.
You've emptied my pockets. You took and spent all the money I had.
If all you wanted to do is make sarcastic remarks at me, then why did you use the messenger? Why didn't you call me yourself? If you wanted me to come back, why did you tell Mr. Ferdus to call me?
What? Mr. Ferdos called you?
Yes.
Mr. Ferdos?
Yes.
Ferdos?
No. I was the one who called. I missed your annoying voice. Do you want me to throw this at you?
And then what happened?
I called home, and a stranger answered the phone. I said, is this a Salehi residence? And he said, yes. I said, who is this? He said, Miss Atari, is that you? Here.
Then what?
Nothing. He was just saying how much you've been missing me, how much you've been speaking good things about me, how you kept walking around the house saying, Setare.
Me?
No, me.
No way. I never thought Mr. Ferdos was a liar.
You're the one who's lying.
Lying?
You have some nerve. Shut up. Stop laughing.
I knew you'd come back. You can't even do the simplest thing without me. Understand?
I'll go again.
Go?
Omid, I'm serious. I'll go.
I'm serious, too.
The problem with you men is that you think we'll never leave you. You really believe it. But if you believe it, you're dead wrong.
Really? Look at it. You've spent all my money.
Omid.
When you're not here, nothing feels as it should, and what used to make sense doesn't make sense anymore. As always, I'm too choked up with emotion to finish my words. I've been concealing my laughter for a lifetime. I'm saving it for judgment. But Judgment Day is not marked on a calendar. Whenever that day comes, it will be a day like yesterday, a day like tomorrow, a day like any other day of our lives. But who knows? Maybe today will be Judgment Day, or any other day. When you're not here, nothing feels as it should. And what used to make sense doesn't make sense anymore. Every day without you is Judgment Day.
Thank you.